Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Sunday, January the 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Rise and shine. You want to hear that song? Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Come on. Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory, children of the Lord. I know you may not have been ready for singing just yet today, so it's going to be a good day. We might start doing that a little bit more here as we cross the middle point of January. We just got good things ahead of us. The Lord is, he's awake. He's been waiting on us. He's had his coffee already. He's like, are they ever going to show up this morning? I'm ready. So let's do this. It's the Lord's Day today, not as though they aren't all the Lord's days, but let's dive in. Prayer of consecration today. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we are praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I often think when I close that prayer, I feel like it's like I'm walking into the cathedral of today. And the shape of that cathedral, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the triune God, like arms wrapped around this whole day. And holding me and holding you and holding us together and holding the world together. And we're walking into his presence, and we're not going to walk out. Not that we weren't in his presence before, but we just became conscious of his presence. And this is a moving tabernacle throughout this whole day. We're walking in the Lord, with the Lord, and he's living in us and moving through us. That's what it means to be awake. That's what it means to live an awakened life. You know, backing up even that opening, wake up, grow up, light up. And you know, in light of all that, we can lighten up. Jesus has got this. He's got us. No matter what we're struggling with, what we're dealing with, he's got it. He's got us. So here we go. Today's entry. Humble yourself or be humiliated later. Your choice. And our text all day long, Proverbs chapter 18. Focus text today, verse 12. Hear now the word of the Lord. Before a downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Two things that don't go together. Wisdom and pride. Two things that do go together. Humility and honor. Back in chapter 16, we passed right over this little gem. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. That's 16:18. The most common version, pride goes before a fall. The crazy thing about pride is the way it remains hidden from us, yet visible to everyone around. You know what I'm talking about? It's fascinating when you think about it. Pride leads to humiliation, which is involuntary humility. There's only one remedy. Voluntary humility. James gives us a good take on pride and humility from chapter 3. Hear this. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. How about that? Humility comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But, okay, this is coming up on verse 17. This is my new word for the new year. I love it when it starts with a but. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is, first of all, pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. That's James, all of that's James 3:13-17. And then there's another verse right on the tail end of that that says, peacemakers who sow in peace will reap a harvest of righteousness. Look at that sowing language just dropping right out of heaven. In the final analysis, there are only two choices: humility or humiliation. Wisdom chooses while there's still time. The prayer, Abba Father, thank you for showing us the inexhaustible depths of your own humility in your Son, Jesus. Keep our eyes fixed on him, that we might become like him. Save us from humiliation. Let our pride be crucified now with him on the cross. In its place, let humility rise. Praying in Jesus' name. Amen. The journal today. Are you a proud person? Are you a humble person? You know the crazy thing about both pride and humility? They're hidden from us. So this maybe not be a fair question. Anyhow, I'll keep going. Try scaling yourself, right? Scale of 1 to 10 and see where you land. Pride on the left end of the scale and humility on the right end. Oh gosh, this feels like a mess. I think the 1 to 10, I don't know, just put humility on the left end and pride on the right end. And frankly, this could be another one of those sort of fear and faith continuums that it's a zero-sum game. Like, how fearful are you? Are you at a 6 on fear? Well, then you're at a 4 on faith. Are you at a 8 on pride? Well, then you're at a 2 on humility. Anyway, just play with that. Now, here's the kicker question. I want you to ask a good friend. If you're in a band, ask your bandmate. Ask them all to scale you on those continuums and see how it compares. Be gentle. What might voluntary humility look like in a very practical way today? Those feel like good questions. Voluntary humility. Humble yourself or be humiliated later, because pride precedes a fall. We see it all the time. I mean, you know, Jesus is, he's like, well, pride hides. What's done in secret, he says, it'll come out. And it's just so amazing how it does, which makes me just tremble. Like, man, Lord, I just want to humble myself before you. I want you to examine me, search me out. I don't want that way of hiding, really, of living two lives. One that is in the appearance and the other is behind the scenes. Maybe when people are watching on the one hand and when people aren't watching on the other. This is a huge issue. Pride and humility. You know, it made me think about the mind of Christ, Philippians 2. It's one of the massivest, biggest paradigms, if you will, of I don't want to say of my life, but I hope it is, but it's of my teaching at least. But it's have the same mind in you that was in Christ Jesus. You see, humility is a mindset, but way before it's a behavior. And then he says, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Okay? He was the ultimate something and somebody, and he made himself nothing and nobody. He did not consider that something to be proud of. He considered it the deepest source of his identity and his security. And you know what? If you got that, you don't got to put on any airs. You don't have to put on any show. You don't have to project an image. If you have an identity and God has given you one, often we're still trying to discover it, many of us. We're ever discovering it, all of us. But God has given you an identity as a son or a daughter. And when you have that identity and when you can live into it, you don't project an image. But if you have an insecure identity, you're projecting an image. And that's the source of pride. And I like to just keep this out of moral categories and keep it in the categories of brokenness and wholeness, right? Deep wholeness comes from a restored identity. But deep brokenness comes from a broken identity, and we're covering it over with image. We're projecting something that we want to be true or that we're overcompensating for. And that's what pride looks like. We're on the journey, guys. But get this. After he made himself nothing, he takes on the nature of a slave, a servant. being made in human likeness, it says, and found in the appearance of a man. He's God, found in the appearance of a man. He's a man. And then after all of this, right, after he made himself nothing, after he just took that great descent, it says, after all that, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Wow. After all that, he humbled himself. Like, we thought that's what he was doing before. No, he is just being himself. This is Jesus, okay? This is his mind. And we're not going to get that mind in us by striving after it. We're going to get it by receiving him into us. Are you picking up what I'm laying down on this Sunday morning? This is deep. This is the wisdom that comes down from heaven. It's first of all pure, it says. It's my word. Then peace loving. Then considerate. And submissive. And full of mercy. And full of good fruit. And sincere. I think I got all that. I'm trying to begin to rememberize it. I'm just going over it every day, just like you. I'm gonna try to get a link in the email today that points you to the little question that says, "What's your new word for the new year?" Want to know it? We want to know it. We'll be sharing those out end of the month. Peacemakers who sow in peace will reap a harvest of righteousness. It's sowing and reaping. Humility. You know, humility's not, it's not somehow trying to think bad about yourself. Humility's not lowering yourself. It's putting others up, right? It's not about you. Humility is when your life becomes free of yourself, referenced ways. You're not putting yourself down. You're lifting others up. You're not thinking less of yourself. You're actually thinking of yourself less. It's a gift of God. It's the presence of Jesus. This is what he does in us. This is why we need to behold him, because we don't even know what it looks like. That path of Philippians 2, all the way down. Then it says at the bottom of that place, at the bottom of that great descent, there's a cross. Therefore, humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God highly exalted him, lifted him up, gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I think I'm going to preach this today in church. I'm going to just, and I'm going to talk about, you know, humility comes from J.I., Jesus intelligence. That's what wisdom is. Humility is the way of wisdom. We just got to keep our eyes on him. We become transfixed on him. All of a sudden, he just starts imparting it to us by his Spirit. It starts becoming. He becomes us. We become him. We keep being ourselves. It's his personhood embedded in our personality. It's just like, that's life. That's freedom. That's love. That's joy. That's humility. Okay, I'm going to lead you in a little chorus today. It's very simple. It's one of these call and response repeat choruses. I remember learning it probably 30, 40 years ago. I'm going to sing a line and you're going to sing it back to me. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. You're singing. Da-na-na-na. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. And he will lift you up higher and higher, and he shall lift you up. Come on, let's do it again. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. And he will lift you up. Higher and higher, and he shall lift you up. Isn't that beautiful? Pride comes before a fall, friends. Humility comes before a rise, a resurrection. Well, we got to get to church. I got to get to church. And if you don't have a church today, welcome you to Gillette. We're on YouTube and Facebook, Gillette Methodist Church. Just search for us. You'll find us. I'll be glad to see you there. So it's time to, we're not going to hit the fields today. We're going to the house. And I'll see you at the house for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.